Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Harvard invited some fairly well-known liberal journalists to go to talk about the state of journalism, and it was bleak for Democrats. Again, this is coming from progressive journalists. Very bleak for Democrats and very, very positive for conservative Republicans. This CNN host essentially admitted that she would not have a job in a few years due to the lack of faith Americans now have in her and progressive media. This is what she said.
I feel like I have to talk about my own demise here, but that's kind of what it is. I mean, people are not watching TV anymore, just across the board. They're just not watching TV anymore. They are not really watching much of anything all the way through. People are seeing a little bit here, a little bit there. They're seeing viral clips. They're seeing 30-second videos, 90-second videos. And everything has been chopped and screwed in the media world. And that's how we are increasingly consuming information. And I think that that is only going to increase. And yes, the Trump campaign understood that. But I think they also had a deeper bench of right-leaning tastemakers to go to. Reach of conservative online media, podcasts, YouTube, all of that is massive. Mm-hmm. Facebook, it's massive. I think we can do as much as we can to always put factual information in the forefront, but we're not going to save us from the deluge of disinformation. Until we get people to take that next step and say, hey, I saw this from Megyn Kelly. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. Let me take another look. Until people do that, I think we're going to have this problem.
I don't think that's a problem at all. I think that's great. She was actually right about one thing, and she was wrong about another. What she was right about is the fact that many people love short form. That's evidently true by how successful Reels and Shorts do on Instagram and YouTube. But then she says, and she contradicts herself here, she says that conservative podcasts do very well, which is also true. That is a fact that conservative, and really not even conservative necessarily, but kind of just these more moderate podcasts like Joe Rogan, for instance, they do very, very well. And it cuts against the narrative that people are just prone to disinformation with Reels and Shorts. So could it be instead, and again, this shows just how elitist these Democrat media personalities are and how they really can't see outside of that elite, could it be that people just don't mind long form so much when it's not the mainstream media's long form? It's not really it's not really the media format. It's not the storytelling format that people care so much about. It's the actual people doing it. And that's evidently true as well. This is just one example. Joe Rogan got 50 million views with his interview with Donald Trump. And by the way, that interview was fantastic. Was there a lot of politics? For sure. And obviously there should have been. He was the Republican nominee. He was a former president. It was like 6 days before the election. But a lot of it was not focused on politics. A lot of it was just a conversation because it turns out people are interested in just hearing a conversation. Of course, that was the one thing that Kamala Harris could not do. And so I don't know what the average view duration is on that video, for instance, but I can almost guarantee it's better than almost anything that CNN has. Because I think people are really interested in hearing what Donald Trump had to say, for example, and what the mainstream media is doing. And the way that they have chosen to portray Donald Trump was not attractive to anyone. That's just one example. It could be about anybody. And again, this is the crazy part too. CNN is an organization of thousands of people. I've been to the CNN headquarters. It's massive. There's people everywhere. Joe Rogan is like five dudes. Like literally five dudes, and he came up with the most successful interview of the last decade. I don't know. Has there ever been an interview that successful? And this points to why she will be a self-fulfilling prophecy for the mainstream media, why she will lose her job, and it's because of herself. And the answer to her not getting as many views as she wants to get is, oh, it's the problem with the viewer. They prefer disinformation, or maybe they're just racist. That's her answer. However, and what her answer never is from her perspective, but what it should be, is, oh, maybe people don't trust me anymore and they don't like my content. But she can't say that. She refuses to say that out loud. And this is their problem. And it seems to be the theme of my show for the last, since kind of the election ended. But it's those who want to fight reality are going to lose. And it seems everyone on the left right now, not everyone, I shouldn't say. There are actually some solid people on the left who are admitting their mistakes. But there are many, and I would say the vast majority, who are going to lose because they're just not accepting reality. And again, this girl, she cannot see how people don't trust CNN. Instead, her explanation is, oh, they're racist. Oh, they're really stupid. They're subject to disinformation. So if the CNN host and the CNN executives think the problem is with the customer, good luck running a successful business that way. I mean, seriously, any of you, you can comment below. There's a lot of business owners that watch this show. Have you ever been successful just saying the customer is stupid? Even if the customer is stupid, let's just say they are for a second, that does not breed success. Taking 100% accountability over your business breeds success. And when you just pawn off the responsibility to the consumer, you lose. Whether it's true or not, you lose. And this is the new motto for, I'm going to coin this for them. If there's anyone from CNN watching, take it. I'm not going to copyright you. This is your new motto. Our viewer is an idiot. Oh, and by the way, a racist. I think that's the new, I added it on. I was reading it from my screen. A racist bigot, sorry, because that's more inclusive. It helps you understand that their viewer is not just against different races, but sexes as well, as we saw with the 2024 election when everyone didn't vote for Kamala Harris because she was a woman. I think that motto would play well for CNN. Meanwhile, you have people like Joe Rogan who literally just invite people on their show and talk. That is that simple. I mean, it's really not complicated. Again, I don't think his team is large. So is it the storytelling format or is it just the person? In other words, it's not me, it's you. Sorry, CNN. Yet CNN still cannot figure that out. And it's actually a shame, too. This is something that I disagree with a lot of people on, maybe on the right, but especially on the left. I want alternative media to do well. Don't get me wrong. But I also want a variety of media formats and perspectives to do well, including on the left. Now, the left would never say that about the right. There's even some people on the right who obviously want CNN to go down. I understand why, because they've said a lot of evil, evil things, and they've said a lot of false things. But I'm not the conservative who wants progressives off the air. I actually just want people to be able to see how stupid they are, because I actually think it turns them more to conservatism and to my show. And I also think that it helps us as conservatives see what the left actually believes. And so I, for one, I think it's a shame. I actually wish CNN was a smart company. I wish CNN stopped pushing this stupid disinformation. It's not misinformation. I mean, they are willfully lying to you and to me. But it's a shame because, again, CNN is at war with reality, and that is a war that you could never win. When it comes to protection, men, settling for that generic brand with a one-size-fits-all label does not inspire confidence. It does not create a good experience, and it's not offering you the protection you want. With my sponsor, Caliber, they have 6 sizes to choose from, and they make it very easy to start. And this is the best offer that they have ever run, so you're going to want to listen up. To get started, go to the link in my description right now, and you can order your free sampler. That's right, guys. It is literally free. There are no upfront costs. There's no shipping fees. So I know there's a lot of people out there that say their product is free, and then they tack on the big shipping fee that basically just pays for the product. They don't do that. There's no shipping fees. You just place your order, and your free Caliber sampler will be on its way, and it's discreetly delivered to your door. What if it's not the right fit, you might ask? Don't worry. Let Caliber know within that 2-week period, and you will not be charged a penny. And here's the best part. You get to keep the sampler as a gift. So again, you order that sampler, it's free to you. And after the end of those 2 weeks, if you're not liking it, don't worry. There's no risk to you. So you can join the thousands of customers who love Caliber already with no risk. Simply, again, go to that link in the description below and get your completely free sampler right now. So, a very liberal journalist was on a panel speaking about the future of journalism, and he pretty much admitted it's just a propaganda machine at this point. Take a look.
Now, you know, the Washington Post is, you come in and there's a whole bunch of really smart you know, beautifully educated people who, by and large, sort of grew up in the same kinds of neighborhoods and went to the same, you know, elite universities and got really good grades. And so, there's a kind of groupthink. Yeah. I mean, and there is an internal diversity that I think we have lost.
I think groupthink is the perfect word for it, because these people are not like you and I. When he says groupthink, he's talking about a very specific group. They are literally formed in the elite, and they're so sucked into that world, they cannot see reality. These people are not like you and I. And I don't mean that to dehumanize them. They're human, and they're especially human in this case, because they, of course, any chance they get and any chance they have power, they use it with unrighteous dominion. And this is why they predicted Kamala Harris, for instance, would smash Donald Trump in the election, whereas you and I, normal people, are like, no, you know, we feel pretty good about Trump. And then it happens, and they freak out. How could this be? There must be bigoted. The voters are stupid. The voters are sexist. They're racist. And you and I are like, no, Kamala Harris was just a bad candidate. Like, she was not good. Also, in a practical note, you gave her 100 days to campaign. And that's just like a normal thought. But these elitists don't think that way because they're sucked into this hive mind. And what's really interesting about what he says is it confirms something that I've talked about for a very long time, which I know a lot of people disagree with, but I'm going to say it anyway, which is that there are certain progressive elites that are at the very top, and they are the puppet masters. They completely control our institutions. I'm talking about big tech, big pharma, big food, the mainstream media, Hollywood, the universities, just to name a few. And they do super evil stuff every day to undermine our republic all the time. But most progressive shills, and many people disagree with me on this, and that's fine. Most progressive shills in journalism are actually not those puppet masters. They're just not. And I've seen it firsthand. They are a very different group of people who are simply willful victims of that hive mind. Could they choose to be outside of it? Yes. I'm not saying they're not choosing to be a part of it. They're not the puppet masters, though. They think the same as the progressive elites because that's all they know. They don't know anything different. And they never want to go outside that elitist cult, which is the mainstream media. But they're not the puppet masters. Basically, what's happening is they just all think the same. And that makes sense because they were all raised in the same places. They have the same friends. They all hang out together. They literally have the same lifestyle. They go to the same university, so it's not crazy to think that they would have the exact same politics and journalistic integrity, which is to say, of course, that they have no journalistic integrity. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.